The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by bagpiper Ron Husted, playing Amazing Grace. He is the guest of Representative Breckinridge of Jasper and Representative Maxwell of Poweshiek. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Hayden and Harper Carlson from Kansas City. They're the grandchildren of Representative Carlson of Muscatine.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House Joint Resolution 2004 by Committee on Judiciary. House Joint Resolution proposing an adoption to the Constitution of the United States that nothing in the Constitution of the State of Iowa shall be construed to recognize, grant, or secure the right to an abortion or require the public funding of an abortion.
First reading of bills not ready for committee, amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 2391 by Hall, a bill for an act relating to the mental health awareness course requirement for students in secondary school.
First reading of bills not ready for committee, amendment for the Committee on Education.
House File 2392 by Landon, a bill for an act relating to in-person visits to facilities under the purview of the Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
First reading bill is in order for committee amendment for the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2393 by State, a bill for an act requiring the Department of Natural Resources to monitor microstenation and silennial permanence in water in bodies of water used for recreational purposes.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 2394 by Winkler, a bill for an act relating to the declaration and bylaws for residential condominiums and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2395 by Hennusa, a bill for an act modifying provisions related to telecommunicators.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2396 by Jacobson, a bill for an act relating to the terminology used in relation to the deaf and hard of hearing persons.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2397 by Jacobson, a bill for an act relating to the closed captioning of in places of public accommodations and making penalties applicable.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2398 by Wolf, a bill for an act relating to the possession of firearms, offensive weapons, and ammunition by a person arrested for or convicted of committing harassment involving a threat to commit a forcible felony and providing penalties.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2399 by Landon, a bill for an act relating to the replacement of State Patrol vehicles.
First reading bill is in order for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2400 by Eisenhart and others, a bill for an act providing a feasibility study regarding a certain passenger railway services and making appropriations.
First reading bill is in order for commitment or amendment for the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2401 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act providing for the licensure of ambulatory surgical centers, providing for fees to be considered repayment receipts and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is in order for commitment referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2402 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the resignation of registered agents serving certain business entities.
First reading of the bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 2403 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to health insurance and insurance division of the Department of Commerce and providing for fees.
First reading of the bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2404 by Committee on Natural Resources, a bill for an act relating to the apparel requirements for persons passing through public land or water during muzzle loading season and making penalties apply.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2405 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the information to be provided to the healthcare provider as part of the referral of a patient in an ambulatory surgical center and providing penalties.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2406 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of a disaster recovery homeowner assistance program and funding administered by the Iowa Finance Authority, transferring of money of certain funds and including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment for the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2407 by Hinson, a bill for an act exempting from the sales and the use tax of services provided by municipally owned parking facilities and including a retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment for the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2408 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act related to motor vehicles, including the surrendering or transfer of registration plates and cards to a county treasurer, documentary fees charged to motor vehicle dealers and motor vehicle franchise obligations.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment for the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2409 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act related to the low-speed electric bicycles, providing penalties and making penalties apply and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment for the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2410 by Committee on Natural Resources, a bill for an act related to the issuance of special senior statewide antler deer only crossbow hunting, deer hunting licenses.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2411 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the participation of a sobriety and drug monitoring program.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2412 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to the definitions of public improvement for public construction bidding process.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2413 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act related to controlled substances, including amending the controlled substance schedule, removing certain references to marijuana and penalties applicable, and including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2414 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act related to the requirements of sex offenders to be granted a modification of sex offender registry requirements.
First reading bill is in order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2415 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to filing requirements applicable to extensions of real estate conveyances or transactions under specified circumstances.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House file 2416 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the filing complaints with the Iowa Public Information Board.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House file 2417 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to the treatment of adoptive parents, employees, and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is an order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House file 2418 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act related to certain information and proceedings before the Director of the Department of Education and the Board of Educational Examiners.
First reading of the bill is an order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House file 2419 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to the supplementary weight for limited English proficient students and including effective date and applicable provisions.
First reading of the bill is an order for commitment amendment for the Committee on Appropriations.
House file 2420 by Steckman, a bill for an act providing for the sale of wild mushrooms by retail food services.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment referred to Committee on Commerce.
House file 2421 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act relating to the approval procedures for claims for military service property tax exemption, including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House file 2422 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act relating to the eligibility of property tax exemptions for certain properties of veterans associations.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House file 2423 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the continuance of care and non-medical switching of health carriers providing health benefit plans and utilization review organizations and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House file 2424 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act establishing a graduated eligibility phase-out program for state child care assistance.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
Senate Joint Resolution 2001 by Committee on State Government, a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to protect the life by declaring that the Constitution of the state of Iowa shall not be construed to recognize, grant, or secure a right to abortion or a required public funding of an abortion.
First reading bill is an order for commitment amendment and passed on file. At this time, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Clinton, Representative Mompson, for his presentation for Black History Month.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, I'd like to take a moment to introduce you to a fellow Clinton Countyan, Duke Slater. Outside of Kinnick Stadium's north end zone, a bronze relief predominantly displays Duke Slater blocking Notre Dame defender Hunk Anderson. It's only fitting months after it was unveiled, Slater would receive a bronze bust to accompany it. Slater, a chartered member of the inaugural College Football Hall of Fame class in 1951, was introduced as a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame's centennial class in January. He will be inducted this coming August alongside former Iowa defensive tackle Alex Karras, who was also chosen to the 20-member class. Fred Slater was born in Illinois in 1898, the son of George Slater, a Methodist minister. As a boy, Fred somehow picked up the name of the family dog, Duke, as a personal nickname, and he would carry it along with him the rest of his life. When Duke Slater was 13 years old, he moved to Clinton, Iowa, after George became pastor of the AME church there. Fearing injury, George Slater initially forbid Duke from trying out for football at Clinton High School, believing it was a sport played only by roughnecks. A broken-hearted Duke went on a hunger strike for several days, and George finally gave in on the condition that Duke must be careful to avoid injury. As a result, Slater always took care not to complain or show signs of his football injuries. Every high school football player needed to provide their own shoes and helmet. George could not afford both, so he asked Duke to choose. Slater decided he needed shoes more, and he played every game at Clinton High School without a helmet. Duke Slater played three seasons of football for Clinton High School from 1913 to 1915. Clinton claimed state championships in 1913 and 1914, and the school compiled a record of 22-3-1 during his 3 years there. Despite playing primarily at tackle, Slater led Clinton in scoring as a senior in 1915, rushing for six touchdowns from the fullback position. When Slater arrived at the University of Iowa in 1918, eligibility rules had been suspended due to World War I. Therefore, Slater was able to play football as a freshman and earned four letters for the Hawkeye football team from 1918 to 1921. The Hawkeyes compiled a record of 23-6-1 during Slater's 4 years in uniform. Duke Slater joined the NFL's Rock Island Independents in 1922, becoming the first black lineman in NFL history. He made his NFL debut on October 1, 1922, helping the Independents to win a 19-14 victory over the Green Bay Packers by swatting down a pass from Green Bay's quarterback, Curly Lambeau, on Green Bay's final drive of the game. 2 years after Duke Slater retired, the NFL enacted an unofficial color ban. No African Americans appeared in the NFL from 1934 to 1945. Slater helped give black football players a chance to play by assembling and coaching several all-star African American teams. While playing in the NFL, Duke Slater returned to Iowa in the offseason to attend law school. Slater earned his law degree from the University of Iowa's College of Law in 1928. He then practiced law in Chicago while playing for the Cardinals. In 1948, he was elected to the Cook County Municipal Court after receiving nearly 1 million votes. Duke Slater was the second African-American judge in Chicago history, following Wendell E. Green, who was elected in 1942. Slater served two six-year terms on the municipal court. In 1960, he was the first African-American elevated to the Cook County Superior Court, the highest court in Chicago at the time. 4 years later, Slater moved to the Circuit Court of Cook County following that institution's formation. While researching Duke Slater's life, I came to realize Duke never saw himself as encountering obstacles, only opportunities. Duke Slater, 2020 NFL Hall of Fame inductee, passed away August 14, 1966. Thank you.
Chair recognizes a gentleman from Lynn, Representative State. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This week, I have a visitor with us. Her name, you may recall, is Reverend Lucille King from Hiawatha, Iowa. She happens to be my wife Susan's mother, and she's my mentor and number one volunteer. So would you give her a round of applause from the House?
The Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Mattson. What purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I am always thrilled when young people are excited about civic engagement, and so I'm very happy to welcome a group to the House today. The Ankeny Mayor's Youth Council provides Ankeny's young people with an active role in addressing youth issues. 15 high school students are appointed to serve as volunteer representatives to advocate on behalf of Ankeny youth, inform them of existing opportunities, and listen to suggestions on what the city can do to improve its youth-oriented efforts. Serving on the Mayor's Youth Council offers leadership experience and active community involvement with the guidance of the Mayor, the City Council, and Ankeny Parks and Recreation. Please join me in giving a warm Iowa House welcome to members of the Ankeny Mayor's Youth Council.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, I have today with me two of my grandchildren. my 9-year-old grandson Hayden, we're Hawkeye fans, and my 8-year-old granddaughter Harper, who offered the pledge. And I also have with me the most favorite grandparent they have, Grammy, in the back, my wife Cheryl, and the chauffeurs of these wonderful grandchildren, my son Chris and his wife Kristen. Please join me in welcoming them to the Iowa House.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Kressig. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in an order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today, I don't know if you noticed it when you came to the Capitol, there's a bunch of people down on the rotunda here from the University of Northern Iowa. And if you haven't yet, they've got cups down there they're handing out. Very nice. They've also got displays down there. So, Mr. Speaker, come on down. We'd love to chat with you down there. So, thank you.
You were looking very festive today, Representative Kressig. I saw you had the tie on, so you were prepared. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. I am pleased to play host today to, had there been a Page Hall of Fame, Tyler Steinke would be a member of that Hall of Fame, so please give Tyler a warm Iowa House welcome.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Tuesday, February 18th at 8:30 a.m.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.